Hi everyone, I'm your host Nitishree Gupta. Today I'm back with a new guest, Dr. Vinay Tosh Mishra, as we talk about artificial intelligence and how we envision its integration with healthcare. So let's welcome him. Welcome, Dr. Vinay. We are really humbled to have you over. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Nidhi, for having me on this podcast. So I'm Dr. Vinay Tosh Mishra, as Nidhi already introduced. I'm director of Umbe Institute for AI in Healthcare in UAE. And I am actually engineering background. And then I did my PhD in healthcare, both from Indian Institute of Technology, then postdoc in AI in healthcare from University of Arizona, and ethical AI from University of Ben Gurion, Israel. So this is my brief introduction, and I'm happy that you invited me for this.
Pleasure is all ours, Dr. Vinay. And thank you for that quick introduction. With this, let's jump right in into the main discussion.
Sure.
So Dr. Vinay, as AI finds its way into everything, say from our smartphones to various applications in healthcare, the future of AI could include tasks that involve either patient-oriented AI or provider-oriented AI or operations-oriented AI. So my question to you is, how do you envision the role of artificial intelligence in shaping healthcare practices in the next decade?
Yeah, glad you asked this question. Actually, the healthcare globally, actually, not point of view of India or UAE, in the US also, healthcare systems are facing value crisis, means cost is rising and quality is not improving at that pace. So even country like US, which spends around 17% of 25 trillion economy, and then also they are not somewhere in top 10 of in terms of quality. So that means we can reduce costs. There are inefficiency in healthcare system and many things which can be defined in terms of processes or standard processes can be automated. And here I see the great role of AI in automating things and making things possible. And in post-GPT era, we will be seeing more robotic process automation in AI coming, which will be first, the low-hanging fruit is achieving efficiency. And then second one is, I always say that is prediction system for disease. Treatment we will see later in terms of digital therapeutics and other things. But the efficiency portion and as well as risk prediction system will very much in, and a lot of FDA approvals are also coming in that area.
Well said. Very well said, Dr. Vinay. And I think you captured the essence really well. So, you know, everything from answering to phone to reviewing the medical records to finding out what is trending in population health or, you know, even talking with patients. I think everything will require AI in days to come. So I think it's very essential to convey the tangible benefits that AI adoption can bring to the table, especially with regard to small and medium-sized businesses. So that brings me to my next question. In your perspective, why should small and medium-sized businesses consider incorporating AI? And how do you believe AI adoption can impact their bottom line, which is profit-making?
Sure. This is a very interesting question. Actually, people see that technology investment is a cup of tea of only large organizations, but that is not the case. Now we have seen a lot of democratization in this AI landscape. Lot of open source are available. Lot of cloud-based systems are available, which you can use. One example I can give, even in case of medium scale organization or hospitals, which is having up to 50 bed capacity, even they can use cloud-based ERP system. Now, one step ahead. Now, patient record monitoring can be automated using NLP. So from unstructured data to structured data, you can do using artificial intelligence. And that can actually save money in terms of one physician assistant or one nurse or one clerk, you can say. And that is going to add in bottom line of this organization. So the thinking that only large organizations need AI, or they can only afford that. Both are myth. Small organization can also afford. There are models, freemium models are there. You can use, try free model, and then if that suits you, gradually you can go to premium model. So a lot of solutions are available. Now, only thing which is actually lacking is leadership in these organizations and intent to adopt actually AI. And intent, why I say many times, because in case of healthcare, it's all a game of intent, because doctors are technology averse. But when they start using technology, they are better than many, many, many people.
Thank you for answering that, Dr. Vinay. I think you articulated it exceptionally well. And I can relate your example with the ongoing work at TechMint with clients that we are doing on AI. And we have seen that even relatively small projects require additional time and effort upfront, performing, say, business case validations and proofs of concept. And I think this is where AI factor in extra time and cost for early adoption.
Simply one example also I will try to earlier,
Please.
having a person who is actually expert in medical coding was actually luxury for a small scale organization, but that can be automated and can be done by natural language processing.
Yes. You're right. Absolutely right. And if we talk from a bottom line perspective, so when we adopt the technology, we can directly impact profitability by, as you mentioned, reducing costs, improving productivity, and also identifying new revenue streams,
Yes.
Yeah, so that brings me to my next question, Dr. Vinay. What do you think, in what ways can AI provide a competitive advantage to small businesses, especially in industries with intense competition?
See, first thing is, if you free up resources, no, and nowadays we have started talking a term which is called digital lean. Earlier, we used to say that lean is only concept which talks about using less resources to do the same thing. Now we are talking digital lean, how AI is making it possible. So your resources are free. When you are at a starting stage of your business, avenues for your fund or capital is limited, and you are resource hungry also because you want to achieve next level. And that case, actually, AI free lot of resources which can be used for other things. Like suppose I'm a hospital an entrepreneur who is having a hospital. I was having three receptionists. Now I automated, and now I need only one receptionist. Now two resources I can use for home-based care. So even a small hospital who is having three nurses, they can actually prioritize or expand their line of business, and they can think about that two nurses will be used for home-based care and one will only man the hospital reception area. So even a small scale hospital also, and we are implementing it IT in even ERP implementation, see lot of efficiency. Then you can think about the next level of that ERP, and on the top of that there is a artificial intelligence system. So that can support your decision making, that can reduce your cost, that can reduce the manual error. So many possibilities are there.
Yes, agreed. Totally agreed. AI definitely has the potential to enhance operational efficiency. And as you mentioned, by automating repetitive tasks and allowing employees to focus more on high-value activities. And that reminds me of a case of a client from the winery business who engaged us to implement AI-driven inventory management. And we crafted this whole AI system for them to analyze their historical data, and we helped them predict the demand patterns. And eventually, it led to minimized overstock and prevented stockouts for them. So, there
Yes.
was a noteworthy reduction in holding costs and lost
The
sales.
advantage of AI is in inventory management is actually you are not actually relying on something like EOQ, thumb rules kind of thing.
Right.
You are analyzing data in real time, and then on the basis of that, even you can think about vendor management, managed inventory. Automatic trigger is there. So many manual touch points are avoided there, and that's why the stock out can be minimized. And stock outs are fatal in case of healthcare you talk about, no? So that analysis, even AI can identify those patterns which we have never thought about. So that's why AI is very crucial. And another thing we say that whenever you will be having an infrastructure for AI implementation, you will actually automate many things and digitalize many things. And whenever you are digitalizing many things, you are actually avoiding bullwhip effect. So bullwhip effect is means distortion of information when the demand is getting distorted. So that also actually results in piling of inventory, and eventually that's actually hurt bottom line. So that's another thing we can do in case of inventory management in healthcare.
Absolutely. Dr. Vinay, I would like to delve deeper into the question, how can AI help optimize budgetary allocations for small businesses? Because they are really skeptical about taking up new technology, and their bottom line is, of course, to make money, to earn profits. So I would like to understand how it will help them, as you cited in one of the examples. Can you delve deeper into this question?
Yes, the first thing is small business and medium in business, only we actually differentiate them in terms of revenue. Small business will not be having that kind of luxury to actually get a customized AI solution for their requirement. But the advantage is a lot of startups are coming, which are coming with solution. So now that we say that you match your need with the solutions available in the market and use them. So like in that case, you will be able to save a lot of money. And it's only mental block, whether you are a small scale organization or medium scale, only the scale actually varies in case of AI. So if model is trained and it is available in cloud, even you can use it for a small data set, you can. Of course, the data set will be higher, the accuracy will improve or something like that. But again, the small scale organizations also, they can utilize open source, they can utilize premium models, they can engage like the company like Techment also, which they can design a customized solution for them.
Absolutely.
And of course, you should look for, if it is a small scale organization, you should look for a strategic relationship with technology implementation partner, because you cannot own resources in your organization. Like you cannot hire employees or engineers if you are providing healthcare, because that's going to be costly, because most of the time they are going to be idle there. So that's why arranging a strategic alliance with a technology partner is better. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for answering that, Dr. Vinay. And you talked about analyzing huge data sets using AI. So I think it also gives us an opportunity to source the money to understand where the money sourcing can be cut or reallocated based on the data
Yes,
pattern.
yes. This question I actually missed. Actually, that we call in time-based activity-based costing, no? So in case of healthcare, you can actually analyze which resource was active for how much time, no? And what was his utilization that we call in operation management as yield management. So these all things you can see which resources where actually value is locked. So you can actually do value unlocking on the basis of recommendation system of artificial intelligence. So even budget allocation you can do, suggestions you can get from artificial intelligence, which area is more profitable. RFM type of analysis in real time can be done by artificial intelligence, which we call recency, frequency, and monetary. So RFM-based analysis can be real time done by this kind of system. So even budget planning and real-time fine-tuning also is possible using artificial intelligence.
Yes. And adding on to what you just said, even AI gives us an opportunity to leverage open source technologies. So, there the licensing fees gets eliminated. Also, there is lower
Yes.
total cost of ownership. And
Yes.
we get exposed to compatible tools, that contribute to additional
But
savings.
there is a catch that I told, no, having a strategic partner, because proprietary software are more easy to use, but Open source software, when you are going for open source software, of course your cost will reduce, but that can perplex you also, no? So that's why you need a strategic partner if you are in, especially in healthcare, because you are not that expert in healthcare. You are not having an in-house team. So in that case, you need a strategic partner. That's why that is the answer of your earlier question also. Small scale organizations should look for a technology partner on the basis of some KRAs or service delivery terms, which are more beneficial for them. So like that, they are earning less, then they will be paying less. They will be earning more in future. They will be paying more to their technology partner. That kind of arrangement will be beneficial for small scale organization. And medium scale, of course, if you want to grow into next big league, you have to leverage technology, because only technology can push your productivity at the next higher level.
Yes, I couldn't agree more on this with you, Dr. Vinay. You know, you put it rightly. The best way to overcome these challenges is either to assemble a multidisciplinary team, which you explained might work out expenses because resources might be idle for a long time if they are not engaged, or to hire a technology partner like us that combines technical expertise with domain knowledge. So I think you rightly put it. And that brings me to my next question, Dr. Vinay. I want to ask you about the primary challenges that businesses face when implementing AI and how they can overcome these challenges.
Yeah, the primary challenge comes from resistance to change, actually. And that's why we need change management. So whenever change management you are doing in any organization, the people will think that this AI will come and they will actually take away their job. So people become apprehensive. So you need to allay their apprehension that AI have to be there, because there is no future without AI in many, many industries. One of that is actually healthcare. And this will not replace your job, but it will make your job better, where you will be getting some more time for yourself. And believe me, this is out of context, but AI is the thing which will make possible 4-day working week in future. For many people, I just started advocating it. So these things can be considered as an incentive for employees to adopt AI, because AI have many, many benefits. This is one thing, change management. Second is technology cost. So overall cost you should consider about. I always suggest for a small organization and medium organization to go for the cloud-based model so that they can actually try and reap the benefit before going big. Many organizations, what they do, they don't have internal expert team, neither they have their strategic partner, technology partner, and they go for AI implementation. The task is actually not defined, why they want AI, what benefit is going to get for them, and they implement it. So this actually drain out a lot of resources which can be used for other activities. So two things I always suggest: take your employee into confidence. Second one is engage a technology partner and with clear objective, what you want to achieve from AI. And there should be sponsorship from leadership also. What do you want to achieve using AI? That should be defined, because it is love fad. Everyone wants to use AI, but why you are using it, what problem AI is solving, that should be deliberated upon before embarking into implementation of AI in any organization.
Absolutely. Thank you for answering that, Dr. Vinay. You know, just to summarize what you said, implementing AI in business may come with challenges, but by focusing on the organizational needs and the customer needs, ensuring, you know, that the right investments is made in talent and technology, I think businesses can tap into the transformative potential of AI. And this approach leads the way for growth and success in the ever-evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. So, you know, going forward, this whole AI thing will surely align with the cost effectiveness, adaptability, scalability, making data and AI a favorable choice for clients of all sizes, looking to optimize their resource and maximizing their value. So with this, we have come to the end of the session, Dr. Vinay. Thank you so much. The session was very informative and exciting.
Thanks for inviting me, and all the best for all future podcasts also. Thank you very much.
Pleasure is all ours. Thank you so much. And you articulated your thoughts exceptionally well, Dr. Vinay, leaving no room for ambiguity. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Nitish. Thanks.
Audience, as we conclude today's episode, we hope you have gained a deeper appreciation for the incredible role that AI plays in providing comfort and luxury to us. See you soon again for another insightful conversation. Till then, bye-bye and thank you.